Thank you.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I appreciate you asking. And I'm speaking with Stuart. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Stuart. So Maria just sent over information to catch up to speed on everything here. She wanted me to go over her pricing and answer any questions you may have here. Before we get started, I just want to make sure I have things correct. I got to say, congratulations on the business, the established business. 1 year, 2 months in, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, there we go. Time flies, isn't it?
It does.
Yes, sir. Now, Stuart, you're looking to target just the residential work within about no more than 50-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate, though?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Actually, this works out perfectly with that. Our package does go 50-mile radius. It does not mean you have to use all 50 miles. I mean, you can narrow things down to specific counties, zip codes, cities, however you like. Very flexible with that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, all the calls come to you directly. Nobody will ever touch any of your customers. Wherever you like to be contacted, just communicate with us, let us know, so that way we can post that out there for you. Before I jump into pricing, Stuart, did you have any questions for me that I can answer regarding the program itself or how it works in general, though?
Target SEO and local Google ads? Is that kind of what this
right.
is?
Pretty much, yeah. So customers don't have to know your business name. As long as they're typing in any of the keywords for services that you provide, and you can modify them at any time as well, your business will pop up as the first top recommended on the first page of Google and 60 different directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, things like that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, of course, we give you a fully customizable tracking system. You can see everything calling in from yourself. Like, you can see the calls coming in live, where they're calling from, what keywords are working, all that. And we give you an account management team that's open Monday through Friday. That way, take the load off your shoulders. If you need to run a new promotion, change out a word, add a picture, anything like that, our team will be there Monday through Friday to do that for you. Last thing, Stuart, do you do any type of, like, social media for the business? Like Facebook, Instagram.
I do, but it gets neglected when I get busy. So,
okay, that's all right. Hey, listen, Stuart. Honestly, I talk to business owners left and right all day, right? And some of them don't even know how to get there, and it's not because they don't care. It's just they simply don't have the time for it, and it's perfectly fine. That's why we have that team there for you to do that for you. One thing about the social media that we do though that's different is we don't just throw ads at anybody. The last thing we want is the phone to ring and waste your time because they're out of the state or, you know what I mean, or asking for services you don't provide. We don't want that. What we do is same thing. If the customer is looking for your services within your area through Google or these directories and they don't call you right away, if they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with a click to call you directly from there. So that's how the target marketing works with that. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So as far as the pricing, now, Maria put you at a 50% discounted rate, actually. So it's for the lifetime of you being with us. It'll always be month to month, no contracts. There's no paper lead, paper call, or job service. Cherry pick as many as you want. That pricing is at only $249 month to month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So to get started today, so it will be at $348. But again, month to month, it'll always stay at $249 no matter what. Okay? But I feel like I'm talking a lot here. Now, Stuart, based off the pricing.
No, you're fine. I'm out now.
Okay. So based off the pricing, does that fit in the right ballpark for the budgeting, though?
Yeah, that fits a pretty good spot.
Awesome. Very good. So the very first thing is we need to make sure Google gets you verified, right? So look out for
I've
this in the
mail. I've got a Google verified.
Oh, you do?
I've already got a Google Verified.
Oh,
account.
My gosh.
I've got a Google Local Ads account. I've got a web page already.
Get out of here. Okay, let me take a look at this one here just to make sure, because that shaves off a lot of time, a lot of effort and everything. It speeds the process up for you, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me see here. Yeah, I see you right there. Love it. And talk to me about this website, because I love this website, actually. Did you make this yourself?
Yes.
I mean, you got some talent here, actually. No lie. Like, I'm very honest about this. It just very creative on the actual picture right in the front. I love that.
Yeah. So right, cool. So with it, the only thing I paid for as far as that goes is the picture. I had one of my gamer buddies is doing a bunch of graphics, make the SDS logo.
That is so cool.
And okay. When I was calling around trying to find a website, they were all saying it was about $500 for a 3-page site.
Oh my God.
Like, well,
that's expensive.
$500 for a 3-page. Yeah. So I said, went to GoDaddy and they had like a template, and that's that template you see. And then I just kind of modified it from there.
How? That's what I'm talking about. That's called hustling right there. That's an entrepreneur mindset, sir. I'm sorry. I have to call it out as it is, you know? I love that. All right. Well, here's the other thing here, Stuart, just to give you an extra helping hand. In case down in the future, if you ever need for us to build you a brand new website, honestly, I like your website. That's what I'm only saying as a helping hand in the future if you need it. I'm going to put the notes in here to go ahead and throw in the website completely included in your package. In case if anything happens, I always want to make sure you're well taken care of, okay? So just to give you a heads up on this, you're going to get sick of me saying all this every time, but anytime you need help or you need to change it, modify anything, let our technician team know. That's what they're there for. Utilize them. Okay.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. Are y'all going to be able to use that website, or do I have to? Because most of the other companies that try to talk to me, they want to build one. But then I like the one I got. I don't want to rebuild it. You know, I don't want to pay somebody to do something I already did.
Yeah, no. So honestly, if you don't have to do any updates on this website or anything like that, then by all means, we want to make sure it's being found. Because you have the best website in the world, it don't matter if no one's finding it, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll make sure it's being found. If you need us to modify anything, though, that's a whole other story, right? So that's why I'm putting in the notes here in case if we have to build you something else. Yeah, but as of right now, I'm being straight up with you. Like, I don't think you really need that. No. All right, perfect. So, Stuart, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you even after payment here today to get everything started. I want to make sure you see for yourself everything in writing, okay, through email and through text for your invoice. What's the best email address I could send that invoice to?
SDS plumbing@gmail.com.
Yeah,
SDS. No. SD Stewart.
Oh, SD Stewart.
Yeah,
okay.
SDS is already taken.
There you go. Okay. Gotcha. @gmail.com. Very good. That's still very strategic, and it still stays in line with your business. So you got a lot of things happening here, man. I think you're going to do extremely well. No lie. So far as your phone number, though, ending with the 3166, is that the best number that we could reach out to you on?
Yes. It's the only number you can reach out to me on, actually.
Oh, okay, perfect. I was going to ask how the customers, how you want them to reach out to you. All right.
Just like that. Right there.
Beautiful. And just like on this here, I have the business, same thing, SDS Plumbing LLC, 1013 Sun Metal Court, 77845. Awesome. All right. So I'm going to make sure that the next thing I want to do is set up a technician call. Doesn't have to be today. It could be tomorrow. You know, we just ask for an hour window for them to give you a call within that time frame. Just to introduce themselves, go over the keywords, make sure your promotions for Facebook is everything that you want it to be. So tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them?
I have somebody coming over tomorrow for an appointment. And then we will say 10:30 to 11. Somewhere in there. I should be
somewhere around like 10 to 11. Okay, so hold on here. Let me see. I have from 10 to 11, yes, because you're ahead of the game for them. So you're 2 hours ahead of them. They're going to call from California. I'm going to give you that full number. But, yeah, I could set that up if you would like. I'll put that in right now.
Yeah.
So all I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and our customer support team the same email. That way, all you got to do is just hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side, okay, Stuart, just to make sure to show you that they are committed to this meeting, okay? Give me two seconds, though. Yep. And there it goes. All right, just sent it now. Let me know you got it.
Okay.
And it's coming from my email at jseo@localsplash.com.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep. I'm just going to hit yes on there. Nothing further than that, though, okay? And then put a reminder for them as well, just in case here. There we go. And as soon as it comes here, I'm going to start going over a few little things here just to make sure I have things correct, because I know I see your business profile on Google, but I'd rather ask from the horse's mouth here, saying hours of operations and all that, right? Because sometimes I talk to business owners, they're like, why does it even say that on my business profile? So as far as your hours of operations, I don't see actually on yours, I don't see one like far as your hours of operations. Would you like to be found like Monday through Friday or 24/7?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 is the best.
8 to 5 it is? All right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a single parent, so I try not to work after that.
I hear that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many children do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
Just one.
Oh, there you go. I have my little one. At the time, it's flying, but she's already 5 months this month now. I'm like, oh, my gosh, where'd the time go? My only one, though.
So in this mode right now, and every 4 hours, she's going to want to. She's going to sleep, she's going to eat, she's going to poop and pee and burp, and every 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right, man. You're so right, honestly. I'm a little blessed, though. I'm not going to lie. During the night lately, she's been sleeping through the night. Like, I don't even understand it. I'm like, thank the Lord on that one, you know?
You watch me and her from sleeping with you right around now, too, then, if that's the case. If she's sleeping all the way through the night, you're going to wean her from sleeping with you.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, I'm going to put this in the notes here.
Yeah.
All right. And Stuart, did you receive that email? Did you hit yes on that side there?
I did, but it just took me to my calendar, and it didn't do nothing there.
Okay, it may ask you to, like, sign in sometimes. I've seen this happen before. And if not, no worries. I don't want you being like, it's not a big deal. I just want to make sure they see that, though.
Mm-hmm.
So far as your service areas, then, let's go over that. How far out do you want to go? Because I have 50 miles radius is plenty, but I want to make sure if that's you want to use all 50 miles or how you want to do that.
I don't necessarily want to do all 50 miles. I want to focus mainly around Bryan-College Station.
Bryan-College Station? All right. Sounds good.
Around an area, immediate surrounding.
Okay, I'm going to put this here. And far as how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do only a cash check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, anything like that?
I prefer check, but I've got an account set up with HouseCall Pro where I can just send them a link and they can pay with their card.
Get out of here. Okay, that's awesome. Do you have to do, like, a monthly payment for that? Sorry, out of curiosity on that one.
Well, I do a monthly payment for HouseCall Pro, which is fine. But then anytime there's a credit card payment, it's like a 4% processing fee. So I prefer checks, but if that's how they got it.
All right, gotcha. And, of course, you accept payment for cash, too, right? I mean, I don't think anyone says no to cash. So.
I like check better than cash because I can just take a picture on my phone and deposit it right there versus having to actually go to the bank.
Ah, I see. Got it. Okay. And then also, I'm making sure I put note in here that you don't need a website, but in case you need it in the future, it's there for you. Okay, partner? I keep to my promises. Right. Yes, sir. And then let's go over the real meat and potatoes here. So far as all the services that you want to be found for, okay, I want to make sure that we have it all, the more the better. Okay, so you can start naming a few things out, start typing away, make sure to get this thing going for you.
Water heater repair replacement, tankless water heater repair replacement.
Okay.
Faucet repair replacement. Garbage disposal replacement.
Garbage disposal, okay. Mm-hmm.
Drain cleaning.
Okay.
Clogged sewer lines, that kind of stuff.
Sewer line, okay.
Remodel, new construction.
Oh, okay, nice. we can go into detail on that one a little bit, just because you never know what people will be typing on there. Do you do, like, kitchen, bathroom remodel? Like, talk to me about that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put,
okay.
Put that right. Kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel.
Okay.
One thing that I want to start pushing in the future, not necessarily right now, is tankless water heater service.
Did you want me – so not now, but in the future? So when that comes to that, there you go.
There's
okay.
And make sure – like I want to get listed with, like, Nazian and Ream and all that so that I'm actually on their website to be able to service the stuff.
Okay.
To be able to service tankless water heaters. I can still go out there and do it, but I'm not listed with them, if that makes sense.
Got it. So as of right now, it's just if it comes into play, then great. Later down the road, we're really going to push it out there for you, though, right?
Because that's really where I want to start focusing next. Those calls are a lot more calculated, you know what I mean? You can know exactly what you're walking into.
Yes, sir. I hear that. Okay, so then, again, like I said, you're going to get sick of me saying this, but... So the dashboard that you'll be able to log in, log out, see all your analytics, change out keywords, you can add it yourself if you wanted to, but you can also use our team. Let them know, and they'll add those in there for you as well. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. And then also I have this here. Okay. And there is your social media. You mentioned that you had a Facebook, was it, already?
Yes, I do have a Facebook, FDS Plumbing on Facebook.
I think I found it just now. Yep, I can see the logo. Perfect. Man, that logo is going to be stuck in my brain for a while, man. Honestly, I don't know how much you paid for it, but it was. I'm going to tell you right now, it's worth every dime because that's pretty cool. Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. So.
The only good thing on there is I made a little short reel. On Facebook, they got like 10,000 views, and that was about the best I could do.
Hey, it's something, man. That's good stuff. No, for real. All right. So now we got this here. All I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to our technician team right now. That way, tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They already know what's going on, and they can help you out from there, okay? Next part, though, is I'm going to make sure everything is under recording. I'm not taking a no for an answer. This is a protection for you, okay? So I know it's a choice, but I want to make it not a choice because I want to put the pricing in there. That way your grandfather's in for the life of you being with us. And knock on wood, we want to earn your business for a long time. But if you do decide to part ways in the future, there's no cancellation fees, and I even tell you how to do that on this recording here, okay? But in the beginning...
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you a few questions over here. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions, you already know. Just stop me in my tracks. I'll be more than happy to answer for you, okay?
All right,
here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
SDS Plumbing, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Shannon Stewart, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to put pause for just a second here, Stuart. So after this recording part, I want to make sure that you're very well taken care of. No scammers, no nothing out there, okay? So we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you know it's us because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you because, of course, you'll know the answer to it, okay? It's very important we keep everything confidential. Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to continue here. Sorry, I just want to make sure I put that out there. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 14th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 14th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges of your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that part there. We're going to set up that security question for you, Stuart. Please, please, please don't forget your own answer because I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? So we got 3 choices here. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Wood is my mother's maiden name.
All right, perfect. And now this will never change, okay? So just making sure you understand that. All right, so I'm putting this in there. Bam. If anyone calls trying to change that up for any reason, it's a red flag, okay? Just hang up. All right. Last part here is for the card that we'll be using today, Stuart, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial with that?
Just first and last.
Okay, and I hope I'm spelling your first name correct, man. I'm horrible at spelling. So is it S-T-E-W-A-R-T?
That's my last name, but yes.
All right, and in first name, Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I want to make sure I put this in here. Pow, pow, da, bing, bada, boom. And then address, billing address, I'm assuming it's the same, right? 1013?
Yes.
All right. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
All right. And now I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
3-7-6-7-4-5-8-3-3-8-8-1-0-0-2.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
1/28.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code as well?
For American Express, it's that 4-digit number, right?
Yes, sir.
7041.
All right, perfect. Now, I just want to make sure, I know you've been patient with me here, but honestly, I just want to make sure everything is up to date. I'm going to refresh the account all the time, just a few times just to make sure, because you are actually, you could tell I wasn't lying about this, that we got you at a very low discounted rate here. So I want to make sure it stays for the life of you with us, okay? So that's very important to me on my side to make sure you're well taken care of. So give me just a second here. I'm going to refresh one last time. Right? And we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process that payment for only $348. Now, you're going to receive a text and an email. I'm going to stay on the phone with you until you receive that. Whichever comes first, let me know. Okay. I may have pushed in here one thing differently. That's why. I don't know why I changed that there. There we go.
Okay, so what happened right now is American Express just flagged y'all.
Oh, okay, that's why. Okay, I was going to say, I just declined it. There should be a spot where it says that you're okay with the actual payment for that, that it's you that's making the payment, right?
Correct. Yeah, I clicked it and it said go ahead, try again.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and go in here. Okay. And here we go. There it goes. It's processing through. Oh, go ahead.
Generally speaking, like how many calls can I expect to get a day from this?
Actually, I could do it real time for you to see, you know, as far as expectations of this, because honestly, I think you and I could both agree that the demand in your area is super high. I mean, our analytics here, yeah, I'll just put in for one of the keywords here. Give me just a second. So I'll go with like water heaters. Okay. So hold on 1 second here. Water heater repair. Let's go with something like that. And see, I'm putting it into Google and I'm putting it into our analytics here as well too. Oh yeah, that's more than enough. Okay, so in the last 30 days, you have over 1,200 searches done in within that 50-mile radius. So that's a lot. I think you're going to be just fine. Now, I'm not going to say that you're going to get 1,500 or 1,500 calls. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that the demand is super hot in your area, and that's just for putting those keywords. Imagine with all the keywords put together, and I'm just going to lowball this. Oh, go ahead.
I can get 5 calls a day, I'm happy.
Yeah, for sure. Like, honestly, I mean, even at 1%, I know you'd probably do better than that, but, I mean, 1% of 1,200, you know what I mean? I think that you're going to be just fine. Now, one thing is, as far as your Facebook ads, I don't know about you, but for me, I don't like Facebook myself personally, right? So I hope I earned your trust by saying that. But for a business perspective, it works magic. Now, my wife, it really does, man. My wife, she actually loves looking at any of those ads that come through because she knows it's linked because, you know, she's married to me, right? And she doesn't call from her phone, like when clicking on it. She actually likes calling the number outside of it, like without doing the click. So I don't want to give you the wrong idea because a lot of people are like that, actually. Some people clicked call right from there, but just because they didn't show the stats of they calling from there, I know you're a business owner. You're probably asked, hey, how did you hear about me? Oh, through Facebook or, oh, through Google. That's how you can get those real results, and that's what matters, right? So, all right. Stuart, so also, did you receive that text or email for the initial invoice? Hey, hey, hey.